What we're responding to is a real demand signal from the warfighter, first and foremost, to be more effective in the space. In the past, we assembled networks around different mission functions, around services, around force elements, organizations, and then we left it to the forces in the field to figure out how to stitch all those together to get the job done. There's a recognition that we should not be burdening the men and women forward with figuring out how to architect, that we really need to architect for a joint information enterprise, and that's what should be then delivered forward. So the operational imperative to be more effective as we go forward, but then the reality around resources that in a declining budget cycle, we have to be smarter about how we do this in the future. And there really are opportunities to eliminate some of the layers and some of the redundant ways in which we've been doing networks in the past. And the joint information environment that gives us that joint defined, multiple service bought into ability to sequence the changes and uncover resources as we eliminate those redundancies in the current as-is environment.
So is it accurate to say that at least for now, the Joint Information Enterprise is focused on the field rather than back in the garrison, back in CONUS-based networks?
No, it's really not the right characterization. It needs to be focused on both. The JIE has an enterprise information environment component to it, which really is focused on the business side of the department, and then that needs to be synchronized with the warfighting part of the network and the intelligence side of the network. And those three aspects, warfighting, intelligence, and business, we feel that the information environment needs to be inclusive of that and be a springboard for the tactical information environment that connects back to the enterprise. And that tactical information environment will leverage those common capabilities in the enterprise information environment, but include things that are platform, and I mean warfighting platform specific. So if it flies, or if it sails through the water or under the water, travels fast in a vehicle somewhere, those are unique aspects of the tactical environment that really will want to, in a more enterprise fashion, tie back to that larger information enterprise.
So can you tell me a little bit about these test cases that you're planning in European Command and Pacific Command? I mean, is it a matter of ripping out, for lack of a better term, legacy service-based networks and replacing it with a purple network, or are you trying to do this more iteratively and make what's out there work in a more joint fashion?
Well, first, to set the stage of where I believe we're at, because it's not just a DISA initiative, it really is led by the joint staff with OSD, a co-lead with the joint staff, and DISA is a participant in setting up what will be composite use cases, where we take the elements that make up the full stack of what would constitute enterprise services, and then put those through a UCOM, AFRICOM filter, see what works and what didn't work, what are the challenges, where can we be more revolutionary and leapfrog to some solutions, and where do we need to be more evolutionary to uncover the revenue to then make the larger structural investments. And then we'll run the composite elements of the use case again through the Pacific, through the PACOM scenario, and see what worked and what didn't, were there governance shortfalls. So that's the intent of the near-term planning effort that would then guide implementation activity.
It was pointed out by several people today that this all depends on identity management and data management. And I think you said the identity management piece is going to have to tie back to Defense Manpower Data Center and DEERS. My impression is that Army is basically there as a result of the enterprise email work they've done with you. First of all, is that about right? And where are the other services on that spectrum?
Let me start with a little bit of definitional work with identity management. All of the services are in a common place with regard to DEERS and DMDC. When we went to CAC cards and put our certificates that identify persona on the CAC cards, that was by design tied to where people are paid. DEERS does that. When we then said, okay, we need tokens, security tokens on the classified side for CIPRNet, DMDC stood up a parallel repository for the classified identities, and that's done right now in something called SDEERS, and all tokens track their root of trust back to that. All of the people in DoD that get paid have their identities hosted there. The part that's unique with Enterprise Email and Army as our first service partner in implementing Enterprise Email is that we brought all 4.5 million identities that are currently in DEERS into the directory for Enterprise Email, and expect that ultimately all of the services will be able to draw their directory services from that same root of identity. It's ready now for them to do that. The hard part is for those that are running their own enterprise information world right now, there's work to be done to have to be able to consume those identities from the DMDC repository.
I guess my point is that the work that the Army has done is, as far as using DMDC as that authoritative data set source for network access and network identity, that's a necessary part of merging into the JIE, or no? Or can you make all these other identity schemes that the other services have built up work in this environment?
I don't think you can do it efficiently unless they're all using the same root of trust for where they draw identity from. But what we have today is we have a series of federated environments where have one directory peer with another, and we create what are called trust relationships with each of those directories. Two problems with that. One, it adds a lot of delay into the system. The second is it exposes certificates in parts of your network where you really don't want to expose the full content of your directory as you create those trust relationships across enterprise networks. So consolidating that around a single enterprise directory service will allow us to greatly reduce the exposure of certificates to adversary activity and exploitation.